So come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rose, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Obie Gates, his clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, Mark Yacargas.
I've been up all night reading this book. Boy, is this story is very exciting. But I hardly wait for to finish it because I wanted for to see how it comes out. Just listen to this. Fluff is a little white cat. Fluff says meow, meow. Would you like some milk, Fluff? Meow, meow. Would you like to chase the ball, Fluff? Meow, meow. Do you like to sit near the fire, Fluff? Meow, meow. Now, something's a pretty stupid conversation. I think I'll start another story here. What is this one here? Fido is my dog. Fido says, bow, wow. Today is a nice day, Fido. Bow, wow. Now, something, Fido ain't no smarter than Flo. Would you like a bone, Fido? Bow, wow. Would you like some milk, Fido? Meow, meow. Meow, meow. There's the cat, must have run over here from the other page. All right, Fluff, I'm talking to Fido. Here's a poem about Fido. I have a dog named Fido. He is a very smart pup. He will stand upon his hind legs if you hold his front legs up. Boy, that's a smart dog there. Oh, I love these little stories. They're so simple, so easy for to understand them, you know.
Oh, Parky. Hey, Parky.
Oh, hello, Betty. What is it?
Hey, Parky, look at this.
Yes?
A letter just came from Jingling Brothers, the circus people.
Jingling Brothers? What do they want, Betty?
Well, let me read it to you.
Go ahead.
Dear Mr. Parky Crocker.
It's me.
Our contact representative, Mr. William Card, will call on you.
Yes?
He will visit your restaurant to discuss a matter of great importance concerning our circus, which opens for a week in your town on April 17th.
Yes?
We sincerely trust that Mr. Card will be able to conclude arrangements to mutual advantage. Very truly yours, Jingling Brothers Circus.
Betty, I couldn't understand why the circus is sending anybody over for to see me. After all, I'm a Greek, not a freak.
Why, Parky, it's simple, don't you see?
Okay.
They want you to furnish the food for the circus while they're in town. You know, food's hard to get just now, and I guess they have to make separate arrangements in each town they play in.
Furnish the food for the circus? Betty, this is a new one on me, furnishing food for a circus. Wonder what you give an elephant for dessert.
Oh, Parky, they want you to feed the people in the circus. They don't want you to feed the animals.
Oh, I guess you're right. On November 1st, I went to the circus. They had a sign there, don't feed the animals. You're right there. I guess they just want me for to feed the people, the human beings. Maybe they think that my food is don't be good enough for the animals.
Not good enough for the animals. Parky, be serious.
Oh, I am serious, Betty. Those animals is very valuable, you know. You take those great big animals, what do you call it, the rhinoceroses? And the zebras? You know what's a zebra? That's a jackass with a sport coat, you know. And they got there, the laughing Armenians.
The laughing Armenians?
Yes, you got that other animal, what you call it, the hippopotamuses, Mrs. Hippopotamuses.
That's hippopotamus, Parky, and the plural is hippopotami.
Hippopotami?
Yes, as in the word octopus. The plural is octopi, and in the word streptococcus, the plural is streptococci.
You mean if I was twins, they would call me Pachyococci?
Forget about the animals, Parky. This is the greatest opportunity you've ever had. Jingling Brothers employs over 1,000 people. That'll mean you have to serve 3,000 meals a day, 21,000 meals for the week. Gosh, Parky, if you only make 10 cents a meal, you'll have a profit of $2,100.
Yeah, maybe I could even make $2,100 and 10 cents. Somebody might even leave a tip. Sibel, you never could believe what is possible for anybody for to make over $2,000 in 1 week.
Well, now look, Parky. When Mr. Carr, the man from the circus, comes in today, let's show him what wonderful food you can prepare. Let's give him a terrific meal.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give him that steak what I've been saving for my birthday.
And I'm going to open up that bottle of champagne what I've been saving too, Betty. I'm going to give him the finest of everything. I'll show him what kind of a meal we could get out.
Gee, Barky, you know, I'm so excited. This is really wonderful news.
Yeah.
Hey, Opie.
What is it, Betty?
Opie Parkey's going to have the job of feeding the Jingling Brothers Circus.
He is? Yes. Gee, that's great. Now, Parkey, maybe you can introduce me to the circus people. You know, I'd love to be with a circus.
You with a circus, Opie? What would you do with a circus?
Well, I'd like to be that guy who gets shot out of the cannon. I heard he makes a lot of money.
How much money could a man get for just being shot out of a cannon?
I heard he gets 15 cents a mile in traveling expenses.
15 cents a mile in traveling expenses?
Yep, my aunt told me. She's with the circus.
Why, Opie, I didn't know your aunt was with a circus. What does she do?
She's a bearded lady. She married my uncle. It's all very confusing.
Confusing?
Yeah, half the time I don't know which is my aunt and which is my uncle.
Well, you could tell that easy, Dave. The one who is the fence is your uncle.
Well, that's the way I used to tell them apart down in Arkansas, but since they moved out here to California, I'm all mixed up again. Out here, everybody wears pants.
Yeah, you know, kids, speaking about circuses, I had an uncle once for the Rita Circus. This was in the old country. Oh, my. He was a wonderful acrobat, but none of that low stuff, you know. He was only a high acrobat.
Oh, really?
He used to work way up there, just under the top of the tent. Oh, he loved it up there, Betty. Stayed up there all the time.
Stayed up there all the time?
The only time he came down was to get his mail, that's all. All day long he was up there practicing tricks. And Betty finally worked out a trick what was impossible.
Impossible?
Yes. Now, you heard about acrobats who could swing from a trapeze with their hands. And you heard about people what could swing from a trapeze with their toes. Maybe you even heard about acrobats what could hang from a trapeze with their teeth. My uncle didn't swing by his hands. He didn't hang from his toes. He didn't swing by... But he didn't hang from his teeth either. Hung from his nose. There he was, 120 feet in the air, swinging back and forth while the music was playing. He was playing swing music. And all of a sudden, the spotlight was come on. The music would stop. The drums would give a big roll, and there, on the opposite side of the tent, on a platform 80 feet high, was a beautiful girl, and that girl was supposed for to reach up and grab my uncle's hands.
Well, now, wait a minute, Parkey. If your uncle was up in the air 120 feet...
Yes.
...and the girl was up in the air only 80 feet, how could she reach him?
She was a very tall girl, you see? Now, just picture this. My uncle was swinging. The girl blindfolded herself. My uncle blindfolded himself, too. Even the audience couldn't stand to see it. They blindfolded themselves. Finally, the girl gave one leap off that platform, and she did a triple somersault in the air. At the same second, my uncle left that trapeze. He gave a double triple somersault. Then he stuck out his hands.
Oh, and he caught the girl.
No, he missed her. That was the only trouble with the trick, Betty. Could never catch any girls. Had to give up the whole business. Was out of work for 5 years. Finally, had to become a contortionist.
A contortionist?
Yeah, it was the only way he could make both ends meet. Betty, I bet you don't believe a word of that story what I'm just told you, and I don't blame you because the whole thing is just a big lie. Made the whole thing up.
Look, Parky, you better stop kidding around. I guess you don't realize how big a job is ahead of you. This is going to be a very busy place next week, trying to feed 1,000 people 3 times a day.
Oh, Betty, I'm only making jokes because I feel so good. I know it's going to be a big job. I'm going to get extra cooks, extra busboys, extra waiters, extra dishwashers. I'll go over to the employment agency right now to make the arrangements. But, Betty, you will still be the cashier. Yeah, it's going to be a pleasure. Just standing and watching you count all that money. Just imagine that, Betty, making $2,000 in 1 week.
In Love in Vain.
It's only human for anyone to be in love, but who wants to be in love in vain? At night you hang around the house and tear your heart out and cry your eyes out and misery and pain.
the place independent employment agency. If you had help, you'd be independent, too.
Oh, come right in. Can I help you?
Yes, pardon you. My name is Parkikakis. This be the employment agency?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yes? Did you say yes?
Yes.
Ah.
Pull up an application blank and sit down.
Thank you very much.
Now, I'll have to ask you a few questions. You say your name is Parkikakis. Am I correct?
Correct it? Yes, you're correct it.
Now, you'll have to pay a fee for every employee we furnish. You realize that, don't you?
Yes, I realize that, all right.
Well, that's fine. You see, I like to explain these things, so there's never any doubt about it.
Never any doubt about it? Say, wait a minute. Who owns this place?
Mr. Sharp. Mr. Orville Sharp.
I knew it. I could tell this was Orville Sharp by the way you talk. I know that faker personally. Where is he? Could I see him?
Yes.
Yes?
He's right in that door. Would you like to go right in?
Yes. Well, well, well. Hello, Mr. Parkikakis. Come right in.
Hello, Mr. Sharp. You know, I never expected that I would find you here. How long have you been in the employment agency business?
Well, it'll be 3 days, the day after tomorrow.
Three days, the day after tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose you're up here because you need some help. Am I correct?
Did you say correct?
Yeah.
What happened to correct it?
Correct it, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you see, my secretary had a birthday yesterday, so I gave a correct it for a birthday present.
Yeah. You gave a correct it for a birthday present?
Yes.
See, you had a birthday, too.
Yeah.
You see, Mr. Sharp, I'm going for to feed 1,000 people in the circus, you know. It's coming to town next week, and I'm going to need lots of extra help.
Well, you came to the right place. Don't forget our slogan. When you're in a pinch, we make your problems a sinage.
I see.
Now, tell me, Mr. Parkikakis, just what do you need in the way of help? Just what do you requiry?
What do I requiry?
Yeah. Now, let me get my pencil and paper here so I can make a memoradium.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Make a memoradium. The first thing I'm going to need is 12 bus boys.
12 bus boys,
yes.
Eh? Want them with or without buses?
Bus boys with or without buses?
Yeah.
Better take them without buses. They ain't got far to travel, you see. Let's go from the kitchen to the dining room.
Okay, okay. Now what else?
Well, I need about 15 waiters.
15 waiters?
Yeah.
Hey, wait with those waiters. You'll have to wait before you can get waiters. I can't get waiters. I'm waiting for waiters right now.
Well, how long do I got to wait for the waiters? You see, if I got to wait too long for the waiters, by the time the waiters could wait, I'll be waiting so long for the waiters, I wouldn't be able to wait. And I'll have to do my own waiting instead of letting the waiters wait.
Wait a minute, wait. Maybe able to get you one waiter without waiting.
Yeah.
He's working right now. I don't know if he'll quit his job. He may not want to lose his pension.
Oh, I see. How long has he been on the job?
4 days. He finishes out the week, he gets a pension.
I see. Well, I'll need a couple, two, three chefs, you know.
Oh, hey, I got a wonderful chef for you. He's been cooking for years.
He should be well done by now. What salary is that chef gets?
$450 a week.
Make up your mind. How much is it?
$450 a month.
That's better. But listen, don't forget, he gets his meals in my place, too.
Oh, you mean he eats in your restaurant?
Yes, of course.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Well, that's different. Yes. If he's got to eat his own cooking, you have to pay him $100 extra.
My.
What are the kind of help do you need, Mr. Parkikakis?
Well, I'd like to get around 10 dishwashers.
Dishwashers?
Yes.
Oh, brother, now you're old-fashioned.
I am?
Nobody uses dishwashers no more.
They don't. How do they wash the dishes?
They send them to the laundry.
Look, Mr. Sharpies, it is crazy as talk, but I never heard in my whole life.
I don't got time for to fool around with this, you know. The circus will be here next week, and I need lots of extra help, and you're wasting my time here with all this crazy conversation.
You know, you're right, Mr. Parker Carcass. Yes. And why am I talking all this silly stuff to you?
I don't know.
Because you ain't paid me your service fee yet. Now, don't forget, I'm an employment counselor. That's how I make my living, helping people with their employment problems.
Oh.
Now, if you want me to get serious, get it up, son, get it up.
Oh, I see. Before you do anything, you got to be paid in advance.
Why, absolutely. Now, if you give me $25, I'll be glad to go into your employment problem in an intelligent manner.
Yes.
Now, don't that sound raising a barrel?
Raising a barrel? Yeah, that sounds raising a barrel. Okay, here's your $25.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Now we can talk sensible.
Yes.
Now, let me review your story. You see, you got to feed 1,000 people 3 times a day. Am I correct?
Yes.
Now, your problem is a very simple one, Mr. Parky Carcass. In order to feed 1,000 people, you're going to need extra cooks, you're going to need extra busboys, extra waiters, extra dishwashers. You realize that, don't you?
Yes, I realize that.
All right. Now, you haven't got enough help to handle 1,000 people. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Well, my $25 advice to you is,
Yes?
Send all those people to another restaurant.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Back. Mr. Carter, the circus is here. He's sitting in booth number 3.
Yes, Betty, I've been running around like crazy. I had to go for more than 20 employment agencies before I could get together enough help. Hired over 60 people.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they're going to come in a week from tomorrow. Say, the place looks nice, Betty. What did you do here?
Oh, I bought $10 worth of flowers and spread them around on all the tables.
Oh, good.
I thought it'd be a good investment to have the place look nice for Mr. Carter.
Betty, you're a smart girl. I better go over and see him. I am so nervous. Mr. Carter, how do you do?
Jadu.
Are you Mr. Parker Carcass? Yes, I am. You've been waiting long?
No, just a few minutes.
Yes, I hope that you didn't have no lunch yet because I wanted you for to eat here, you see.
No, I haven't had my lunch, and I hope you'll pardon the expression.
Yes.
But I'm just famished.
Too bad what you're famished, because I was hoping that you'd be good and hungry, you see. Because I wanted you for to have one of our big steaks.
A big steak?
Yes.
Bully.
No, this steak is done to you, bully. This is cowie, you see. Tell me, Mr. Cart, how would you like it cooked?
Medium.
Medium?
Yes. And would you just smother it in onions?
Smother it in onions?
Yes. See, I feel so devilish today.
Leave it to me, Mr. Card. I'll fix you up good, Betty.
Oh, yes, Parky.
You would please bring Mr. Card a nice steak and smother it in onions and have the steak medium. And bring Mr. Card that bottle of special champagne we are to, would you please?
All right, Parky.
Mr. Card, I want you to have that bottle of champagne. It's over 50 years old.
Champagne over 50 years old?
Yes.
Yummy.
Mr. Card, I understand that you got about 1,000 people with your circus.
Yes, the last count was 982 and a half.
And a half?
Mm-hmm. We added another midget last week.
Oh, here you are, Parky.
Well, thank you, Betty. Here's your steak, Mr. Carter. I hope it's the way that you like it. Is that medium enough for you?
Medium enough?
Yes.
Why, how is it possible for you to bring me that steak so quickly? I just ordered it 2 seconds ago.
I know, but I cooked it yesterday, you see. And here, Mr. Carter, let me for to pour a glass of this champagne for you.
Oh, this is all so delicious. It's just double yummy. Tell me, Mr. Parker Carcass, is all your food as ravishing as this?
This? Why, what you're eating now is what we give to health.
Yes,
See, now what we are going for to do business with you, we fingered like you wanted the family, you know.
Yeah, but everything tastes so marvelous.
Yes,
so I imagine you have to charge very high prices for this kind of food.
Now, Mr. Card, you don't got to worry about the prices at all, because you're going to eat here for nothing all next week. You see, you are going to be my guest.
Amazing.
Yes.
But why should I be your guest?
Well, I'm fingered, but so long as I'm going for to feed almost 1,000 people in the circus every day, I could make enough money on them so I could afford to let you eat here for nothing, you see.
Did you say you're going to feed all the circus people?
Yes.
Well, I don't understand that. None of our people eat in restaurants.
They don't?
No, they all eat in our cook tent. They never go out for meals.
Never go out for meals?
No.
But the circus, he sent us a letter. He says what you was coming over here for to discuss a business arrangement with us.
Well, that's true.
Well, what business you want to discuss here?
I simply wanted to give you these two passes for the circus.
Oh, two passes for the circus. Thank you, but for the circus.
Is the business what you want for to discuss with me? Well, you see, it's my business to advertise the circus.
Yes.
And I just wanted to ask you to allow us to put two posters in your window.
Posters in my window? Billy, take away that steak. I'll grab the champagne.